On December 4th, partially for the Christmas market and partially to keep the excitement alive, Parlophone releases Beatles for Sale. It featured a sleeve picture showing four very tired faces. The picture was taken on their return from the hectic American tour a few months before. Some people have said that if they had had more time to rest and reflect, they would have come up with more original material.
I guess that they weren't being quite so prolific at that time, and so they thought, well, let's do these ones we've always fancied them.
There are eight original tracks and six cover versions on the new LP.
Two Carl Perkins, one Little Richard, one Chuck Berry, nice. And one Dr. Feelgood, and that's the rest.
Under the conditions, the Beatles did very well. In the liner notes, Derek Taylor says, "The magic of the Beatles is, I suspect, timeless and ageless. It has broken all frontiers and barriers. It has cut through differences of race, age, and class. It is adored by the world." The first side of the album starts off with one of John's best songs. His vocal is double-tracked, and he's helped out by Paul and George. John's knack of singing against a rhythm is unlike anyone else's. The singer and the song are great.